music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second Alabama provider of in vitro fertilization reported that it's halting parts of its treatment after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are legally children. The University of Alabama, Birmingham paused its IVF treatments over concerns of possible lawsuits. Lawyers for the man accused of murdering six people during a shooting spree in December in Texas expected in court today.
The first victims were Shane James's own parents, whose bodies were found in their home in San Antonio. The next day, four other people, apparently chosen at random, were shot and killed in Austin, 80 miles to the north. Detectives have said the 34-year-old has offered no clue about a motive.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In New Mexico, prosecutors in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Rust's weapons handler Hannah Gutierrez began opening arguments with a photo of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was killed by a live round fired from a gun held by Alec Baldwin. Prosecutors allege Gutierrez did not recheck the ammunition. This is ABC News. It's a big day for the future of commercial spaceflight as a private lunar lander will attempt to land on the moon.
Houston-based Intuitive Machines' Odysseus, nicknamed Odie, is set to try and land on the lunar surface today. The company's CEO, Steve Altemus, says they hope it's one giant leap for the commercial space industry.
There's commercial interest in studying the moon, in doing engineering demonstrations around the moon.
Odie will be the third attempt to land a probe on the moon already this year after a Pittsburgh company's effort failed last month and Japan's probe landed upside down and couldn't open its solar array. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new warning about wearable technology. The FDA says smartwatches and smart rings are not reliable for measuring blood sugar, and they say errors in diabetes management can be life-threatening. But the agency says they can be paired with devices that use needles to measure those levels. The FDA did not name specific brands. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Saluting all the members of FFA during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Oklahoma, Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 48.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Neupert. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released the name of a person shot and killed by police in North Fond du Lac last month. Investigators say 36-year-old Lawrence Drennan was shot and killed by a police officer following a car chase on I-41 on February 2nd. Drennan called 911 to say he had a gun following the chase and then left his car and walked towards officers, who then shot and killed him. No one else was injured. Three 17-year-olds accused in the January shooting death of a pizza delivery driver on Milwaukee's north side have been bound over for trial. The teens pled not guilty to a count of felony murder in the death of Antoine G. Jr. Police say a witness heard the three teenagers planning the robbery, saying they were going to order a pizza and then snatch it. He told investigators the three of them left the room, returned with a pizza delivery bag, and turned off all the lights. The three of the suspects are due back in court March 20th. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, downtown Durand. A petition from a Rock Creek family to move from the Durand, Arkansas School District to the Eau Claire School District was denied last night by the Durand, Arkansas School Board. Margot and Bryce Purgett live in the Rock Creek area and had open enrolled into the Eau Claire student for years and had hoped to make their placement in Eau Claire permanent. While the Eau Claire School District had approved the move, Durand, Arkansas did not. The family now says they'll appeal to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Voters in Menominee said no to a $4 million tax hike for that city's schools. Election managers say 59% of the people who voted Tuesday voted against the operating referendum. Menominee schools wanted the extra money to keep up with the cost of inflation. District Administrator Joe Zydowski warned that before the vote, that without the new money, they would have to make deep cuts or close some schools. Voters in the Cumberland area, meanwhile, approved a $32 million tax hike that will be used to expand and update their school buildings. A months-long investigation into a Western Wisconsin drug ring has ended with six arrests. Police in Eau Claire arrested the six yesterday. Investigators started looking into the suspects after the post office in Minneapolis flagged a number of packages of drugs that were headed to various places in western Wisconsin. Investigators say the ring was moving meth, fentanyl, and other drugs through the area. Eau Claire police say they seized at least $250,000 in drugs. Two of the suspects are expected to face federal charges in the case. Wisconsin lawmakers are approving a plan that would hold kids back if they miss too many school days. The state assembly yesterday approved the proposal that would keep kids in their grade if they miss more than 30 days in a single school year. Supporters say the idea is to make sure that kids are actually ready to move on to the next grade. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Schools says the proposal is cruel and has come out against it. Governor Evers doesn't appear ready to sign the PFAS plan from state lawmakers. The governor yesterday said in a letter to the Republican-controlled legislature he wants lawmakers to get serious about tackling PFAS contamination across the state. Specifically, the governor doesn't like the limits that Republicans have placed on the State Department of Natural Resources for PFAS enforcement. Lawmakers say their goal is to provide money and assistance to communities that are dealing with high levels of PFAS, not to make it easier for the state to sue companies over PFAS contamination. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
A police officer killed in the line of duty in Burnsville was remembered last night in Wabasha. Hundreds of residents attended a candlelight vigil for Officer Matthew Ruge that was held beneath the Wabasha Nelson Bridge. Family members, friends, and community members attended. Ruge graduated from Wabasha Kellogg High School in 2015. And then went on to receive a degree from MSU Mankato in 2018. Former Hayfield High School principal Grant Klenert will be sentenced on Friday in Wabasha County Circuit Court. Last month, he pled guilty to three criminal sexual conduct charges stemming from when Klenert was a minor, that according to court documents. An investigation found three victims claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Klenert from 1998 to 2003. That sentencing is scheduled for Friday afternoon at 1:15. Augusta firefighters responded to a fire Wednesday at an Amish resale store. According to Augusta Fire, the fire was called in on Wednesday afternoon at the business on Highway RR. The fire damaged everything inside and caused an estimated $50,000 in damage. No word on what caused the blaze. No one was hurt. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to move forward with deer hunting restrictions in the northern part of the state. The Wisconsin State Assembly is set to vote today on a ban on antlerless deer hunting in the northern forest zone. The legislation specifically stops the DNR from operating an antlerless hunting season and bans hunters from taking antlerless deer for 4 years. Supporters say the idea is to protect the deer herd and rebuild the numbers after a few lean years for deer in the northern part of the state. New home construction was up 3% in 2023 in Wisconsin, but the head of the Wisconsin Home Builders Association says that's not enough. Executive Director Brad Boyk says more workforce housing and rentals are needed to keep people housed at fair prices. Boyk says that may require changes to local zoning and for local leaders to approve higher density home construction. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A Minnesota seventh grader is headed back to the National Spelling Bee. Roberto Villabas won the Southeast Minnesota Final Spelling Bee Tuesday. That's punched his ticket for a return trip to the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May. Villabas won by correctly spelling the word discomfiture. How do you spell that? D-I-S-C-O-M-F-I-T-U-R-E. It was the seventh grader's second straight win in the event. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 48.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tyler Kolek had just 3 points, but that's because he was busy setting Marquette's single-game franchise assist record. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kolek dished out a record 18 helpers on the way to Marquette's 105-71 win over DePaul in Big East action.
You know, that's just the nature of our team, is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We don't really have a lot of isolation players. We don't really play too much one-on-one. We cut, we pass, we move, you know, we hit the open guy. So I think it's just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Cam Jones had 34 to lead the way for the Golden Eagles. DePaul remains winless in Big East action, now 0-15. Brewers made it official yesterday, signing ace Brandon Woodruff to a 2-year deal. Woodruff said he had offers from other teams and the Brewers were actually late to the party, but once they offered, he said there's unfinished business in Milwaukee.
That's why I'm so super excited, because, you know, for a second I thought that was the end of it and I was going to go out my last start in Miami when I had a hurt shoulder and I may not ever get to pitch for the Brewers again. And it quickly dawned on me that that's not the way it was supposed to happen. I'm supposed to be back in Milwaukee, and everything kind of worked out how it was supposed to.
Brewers also wrapped up their 1-year deal with catcher Gary Sanchez with a mutual option for 2025. Sanchez expected to back up William Contreras at catcher and get some time at DH. The crew works out again today and then opens Cactus League play against the Padres on Saturday. First game of the spring is today in Arizona. Dodgers and Padres will square off in the lone game in Peoria with 4 more games on tap on Friday. Bucks are finally back tomorrow facing the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minneapolis. Bucks have lost 2 straight and at 35-21 are in second place in the Central behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bucks also signing forward Danilo Gallinari. He's in his 14th NBA season with stops with the Knicks, Nuggets, Clippers, Thunder, Hawks, Wizards, and Pistons. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
A memorable night for the Sports Drive for Diversity program. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program turns 20 years old this year. And to begin that anniversary, the program and its Rev Racing team found victory lane last weekend at Daytona in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race. Driver Nick Sanchez captured his first career win in the series and the first for the team in a truck, and called it a special night for the D4D organization led by Max Siegel.
I definitely think it's big, and obviously Max, I've been with Max since 2017 in Legend Cars, so we've come up through the ranks together, you know, from grassroots all the way to here, and, you know, this is his first win in the Truck Series.
Sanchez looks to back that win up in the Truck Series second race of the year on Saturday at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Kids like to play in the dirt and can ingest all kinds of nasty stuff, including lead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there.
Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from zero up to about 2,000. Most fall in the range of 15 to 25 parts per million, but the health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
If soil testing shows a high lead concentration, don't garden in the soil, especially root crops like carrots. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets. And good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. March milk now up 14 to 17.12. April up 32 to 17.52. May up 34 to 17.88. And June milk up 28 at 18.36. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they are moving mostly mixed as barrels now up a quarter to 161. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 150. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.75 to 281.25. Six trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 119.75. Nine trades. Dry whey up a half to 51.5. And no trades on the day. After starting the day mostly higher, some profit taking is now kicked in some of the live cattle and feeder cattle markets, as a few cash markets coming in a bit lower, but there's still a lot of positioning ahead of that cattle on feed report on Friday. Now, hog markets, different story. Triple digit gains continue in the hog markets today as the pork cutout values have moved a little bit higher, and that's helping to support the market. February live cattle up 12 cents to 184.10. April down 67 cents to 187.02. June down 45 cents to 182.85. March feeder cattle up 10 cents to 251.45. April up 37 cents to 156.30. And May up 2 cents to 259.15. April hogs now up 282 to 88.80. May up $1.85 to 91.20. And June up $1.72 to 99.70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans continue to move mostly lower, even though they're severely oversold. The market trying to find a bottom. Again, the possibility of having a larger than expected South American crop helping to pressure corn and beans. Wheat markets, though, they're moving mostly higher due to some weakness in the dollar. March corn down 3.25 to 407 and three quarters. May down 4 to 420 and a quarter. July down 3.5 to 432 and a quarter. New crop down 3 to 452 and a quarter. March beans down 6.5 to 1154 and a quarter. May down 6.75 to 1158 and a quarter. July down 7.75 to 1166 and a quarter. New crop down 7.5 to 1138 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 5.30 to 336.70. March soybean oil now up 9 cents to 44.92. Chicago wheat March up a quarter to 583.5. May up 1.25 to 579 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat March now down 5.25 to 654. May down 3.75 to 657 and three quarters. Energy markets today, April crude oil up 92 cents to 78.83. May up 79 cents to 78.10. March gas now up 3 cents to 231. April also now up 2 cents to 255. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The 2022 Census of Agriculture is a wake-up call, according to the Secretary of USDA. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The USDA released the 2022 Census of Agriculture last week. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says some of the results were concerning, especially the number of farms and total amount of farmland across America.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. So doing a little quick math, that's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years. The survey tells us that in 2017, we had well little over 900 million acres of land in farming. 5 years later, we have 880 million acres. So we've lost 20 million acres.
He put the numbers of acres into perspective.
That's every New England state, with the exception of Connecticut, in 5 years. I want to give you a sense of how many farms that is. I've been focusing on this issue for the last 4 or 5 months because I ran across a report done by Secretary of Agriculture Bob Berglund in 1981. He was expressing concern about the direction of agriculture because we had changed the method of support, a direction of support for American agriculture. Well, if you look at the number of farms that were in existence when he issued that warning and compare it to today, we've lost 535,000 farms. Now, that's every farm today in the following states: in North Dakota and South Dakota, in Minnesota and Wisconsin, in Illinois and Iowa, in Nebraska and Oklahoma, and Missouri and Colorado.
Vilsack says the 2022 Census of Agriculture is a wake-up call.
This survey is essentially asking the critical question of whether, as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way? That's the importance of this survey. It allows us to take a snapshot in time, allows us to compare what has occurred over the five-year period, and begin to ask ourselves questions about the policy formation and the direction that we need to take in order to correct or deal with some of the challenges that the data presents.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in January totaled 2.72 billion pounds, up 1% from the previous January, according to the latest USDA milk production report. The average number of milk cows in January in Wisconsin, 1.27 million head, unchanged from the prior month. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,145 pounds, up 20 pounds from last January. Meanwhile, milk production for the 24 major states in January totaled 18.3 billion pounds, down 0.9% from January of 2023. December revised production at 18.1 billion pounds was down 0.1% from December of 2022. The December revision represented a decrease of 8 million pounds from the prior preliminary production estimate. The number of milk cows on the farms in the 24 major dairy states, 8.87 million head, 49,000 head less than January of 2023, and 21,000 head less than December of 2023. USDA's Economic Research Service is highlighting new data that shows rural employment levels are back to pre-COVID levels. The COVID-19 pandemic affected employment in rural and urban areas differently. Before the pandemic, employment growth was higher and unemployment rates were slightly lower in urban areas. However, the trends reversed during the pandemic. In the second quarter of 2020, urban employment fell to 88% of pre-pandemic employment levels, while rural employment fell to 90% of pre-pandemic levels. Unemployment during the pandemic reached a high of 13.3% in urban areas and 11.4% in rural areas, compared with pre-pandemic rates of 3.8% and 4.2% respectively. Rural and urban employment grew quickly in the third and fourth quarters of 2020 as many sectors of the economy reopened. Rural employment recovered to pre-pandemic levels in the third quarter of 2023, more than 1 year after urban employment did. Rural unemployment rates in 2023 were at their lowest point since before 1990. USDA's Food and Nutrition Services recently published a proposed rule that the agency says would help ensure the federal child nutrition programs are properly operated. The regulatory updates seek to strengthen and clarify the process for correcting major mismanagement problems, also called serious deficiencies, found in child nutrition programs. The proposed changes will ensure that procedures in child and adult care food program and summer food service programs align with current requirements under law. The changes include providing operators a fair path to fully correct mismanagement problems, clarifying termination and disqualification criteria, and addressing legal requirements. USDA is also proposing a standard definition of what it means to be an operator in good standing, which currently doesn't even exist. The public's invited to comment on the proposed changes by May 21st at regulations.gov. Senators Chuck Grassley and John Tester are encouraging their Senate colleagues to oppose recent efforts that they say would weaken the Packers and Stockyards Act. The upcoming fiscal year 2024 agriculture appropriations bill includes provisions Grassley and Tester say would prevent USDA from enforcing the Packers and Stockyards Act to hold multinational food manufacturers accountable. Grassley, an Iowa Republican, Tester, a Montana Democrat, contend Congress must reject the latest push by these special interests to attach a rider to the fiscal year 2024 agriculture appropriations bill to once again block USDA from implementing the 2008 Farm Bill reform. Enforcement already falls short in leveling the playing field for small-scale producers, and the senators highlighted that recent efforts by the nation's largest meat packers to prevent further enforcement would be detrimental to America's family farmers and ranchers. Currently, four companies control over 80% of domestic beef processing, 60% of domestic hog processing, and 50% of domestic poultry processing. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Temperatures will remain mild today before dropping into the 20s and 30s tomorrow before a frontal passage from the north in our ag weather forecast. Now, only isolated flurries are possible with the system. Then warm and dry weather returns this weekend with gusty winds on Saturday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 48 to 53%. West winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities 83 to 88%. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 29 to 34, relative humidities at 37 to 42%. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of snow, colder, highs 30 to 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable. Huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable.
are too stunning. She's so elegant, intelligent. You haven't seen all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a ball. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. No problem.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
What a beautiful day.
day 116. I asked her what she was doing for the rest of my life. Day 189. Oh, I almost lost that girl to my foolish pride. But she said I'd do one day 482. And gave me a son on day 761. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life. Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had her ups and downs all along the way. She had a chance to leave but chose to stay. What a beautiful day. Honey, that's 50 years. Yeah, here's to you and me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life. Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs all along the way. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
On a windy night in a beat up Chevy van, loaded it up with our innocent dreams and all the love we had. Didn't know then how hard it was living on our own. I'd find her crying late at night, talking to the folks back home.
and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tell me, have you ever wanted someone so much it hurts? Your lips keep trying to speak, but you just can't find the words. Well, I had this dream once, I had it in my head. She was the purest beauty, but not the common kind. She had a way about her that made you feel alive. Speak again.